All right, so I hung out with Chuck a couple days ago. I got a souvenir that I want to show you guys.
Yeah.
First, I'm going to show it to Tino.
Right.
Oh, cute. Oh, no, wait, not cute.
Then I'm going to show it to Chuck.
That's so bad.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
don't do that.
Yeah, that's bad.
Don't do that.
We don't got to talk about it.
You're so disgusting.
Well, welcome back to the Reptiles with Podcast.
Hello.
All right. So I went to hang out with Chuck because we went to, it was my godson's 8th birthday. So I took my godson, my niece, my family, and then Chuck, you know, showed us around and shit like that. And it was fun. It was a really good time. My godson was so happy.
Nice.
And something that happened early in the day was he caught a brown anole.
Wow.
And he carried with it. The whole time.
That anole was like, yeah.
He played on the playground with the anole.
That's so funny.
I hope he's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Ribs crushed.
The point that I was trying to make is that when he caught it and, you know, he was showing it to us, I go to Chuck, I'm like, that's the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he loves spending his time outside. He does a lot of like summer camps and stuff like that. He's always outside catching animals, looking at animals. And his thing is just like, he loves frogs.
Awesome.
He loves reptiles. It's his thing. So it meant a lot to me to see him do that, and that's thanks to you.
How old were you when you got your first reptile?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
The first one I kept as a pet, I was 8 years old.
Yeah.
With my sulcata.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Actually, no. I think I was six. I was 6 years old with my sulcata.
I think I know what it was, but I don't remember when. It was an iguana.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I don't remember when.
Hmm.
Yeah.
He was like 22.
Yeah. Not even. I was like really, 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 really young.
Two.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you, Yosh?
Your How first was one. My first reptile. Actual reptile that my family kept or that I personally kept?
You kept. Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, I 18?
18. Crazy.
Yeah. I was a turtle.
That was like 20 years ago, right? 30? 30 years ago?
No.
I actually kept frogs before it, though. Before reptiles, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, my family's... We always had, like, random turtles. Like, I mean, the turtles that... You know, sliders.
Oh, yeah. Even younger because of a turtle.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. Probably, like, ever.
Yeah.
Forever, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, but he has a ball python. I gave him a ball python. And I know that he's always wanting, like, random geckos and stuff like that, but he's really into all that shit. We saw a couple, like, shows, which is real cool. I got to see this dude at work. And, you know, and they there
I
was
can't believe
a,
you didn't heckle him.
You know, I didn't want to embarrass him because, you know, I have real dirt on him and I didn't want to, you know,
push out there. Are there some jokes for Yoshi there, too?
Yeah, he did. Oh, I was like,
I was like, don't ever feed alligators in the wild, especially not pizza or noodles. They eat it.
And I'm like, that's good. That's
my cousin was next to me. I was like, oh, he said the thing. And I was like, he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
And then one of the other people, can I say who was giving the other show?
Yeah.
So Chris, that he came on the podcast before, he was doing another show with one of the gators that they have, and he had made a joke that you know they were talking about I think kissing the alligator or something or putting the head in, and we're like, oh, you don't want to do that because then your face is gonna get messed up like Yoshi.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, and that was funny, and then also when you were doing your show. I put my niece and my godson to not like watch the show in the bleachers, but in the
bridge
in the bridge, and you know, so Chris was like throwing a lot of like the chicken that you guys were feeding over there closer to them, and like they were having a blast. And then my niece goes, "You know why they're throwing it over here? Because we're VIPs."
And he also shouted out the podcast itself. Remember?
Yes,
at the end of the Crusher show.
Awesome. Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, but it was it was cool. I had a good time. I appreciate you. If the quickest way to my heart is through my family. My family means the world to me. So whenever I introduce my friends to my family or include them, like it's a big step my journey with the person. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
No problem.
And we don't gotta cry anymore about
it. Yeah, he saw berms.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Your favorite.
That was actually my favorite thing that I saw. Because I'm a fucking Miami
nerd. And then he's like asking, this is the thing that I don't like about certain organizations and certain things that be spread around. And he's like, does FWC know about this? And I'm like, yeah, we get checked like everybody else. We just got grandfathered in because we said we want to keep this.
Yep.
That's it. And then I brought the berm to him and he handled it. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. It's not as sketchy and as crazy as people make it seem.
Yeah,
it's really not. And then you saw the baby croc.
I did. West that African was cool.
Crocodile.
Didn't bite me.
Yeah.
It bit someone.
Max.
Yeah.
You saw Max.
Yeah. The
Max
enclosure. I love the fucking enclosure.
Your godson was like at the end of looking at Max like, no way.
Yeah. Yeah. I brought Max. I was happy to show you certain things in there. That way you had a little bit into why I think the way I do.
Yeah.
Like Max's enclosure, for example, like all the needs he had. I don't know if you noticed the boards are like really high. So he doesn't rub his face against things. And there was sand. He dug his own cave and that's where he lives. Same thing with like the Crusher show where like we got to train him and how intelligent he is and like the process we took to go through that. A lot of people don't take that process with their animals because they're just cool animals that just feed. And it's like they're way more than that.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that I'm like the expert in enclosures, clearly, because I keep myself in racks, right? But I did see a lot of thought that was put into a lot of different enclosures. And it was cool, you know, especially like the thing that we were talking about with like how some of the trees grow in the enclosures. And I was like, oh, like that was really creative how, you know, some of these enclosures are built around some of these trees that are already there.
Yeah, the trees are inside and then the mesh is attached to the tree itself.
Yeah.
So, like, they have climbing areas and stuff.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. But let's get into the fucking meat and potatoes, all right?
The submarine. No.
Listen, I don't even want to fucking touch that.
No, I'm excited. I'm sorry.
My wife made me feel so bad about the submarine.
There's no reason to feel bad.
Look, this is the thing. So I hate people. I'm finding memes about the thing. And I'm not thinking like I'm not trying to be fucked up. It's not that I'm not thinking about the people that died from the thing, but I'm just like, you know, more that making fun of this fucking dude that would do some shit like that to build this fucking submarine. So I've been laughing at a couple memes. And then my wife goes to me. She goes, can you imagine the families of the people that died that have to watch these memes? And I'm like, damn, dude. I just was trying to have a good time.
No, I would have been like, they're fucking dying laughing with us.
Oh my God. There's nothing better than the smell of coffee in the morning. Okay? There's also nothing better than the smell of reptiles in the morning. Psych. Reptiles with coffee. That's the smell you want. The strongest coffee, all right? We have it for you. Head on over to the description or go to coldbloodedcaffeine.com and use the code reptileswith to get your reptiles with coffee today.
So we're going to talk about some of the responses that we've got for the past couple podcasts just so we could be in the loop, my guys, my friends.
Yeah, so men, women, if you want us to talk shit, make sure you comment.
That's exactly what we're trying to do here. All right. So the first one we have here, and they're going to like vary whether it's like positive or negative, and they're going to vary from different videos, but you know, it's all based on the comments that we've gotten since the Slither Files episode came out with the most clickbait thumbnail of 2023, I guess. So this was actually on the episode where we talked about certain people eating elephant shit. It says, an overweight snake is better than a snake on the Samson Pruitt diet. That's
pretty equivalent. They're both abused.
It's both abused. It's
The person was joking.
One dies and the other one just slowly dies.
Yeah, the person was like, he put .. joking.
I saw that joke. I saw that.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, it's pretty like, I get what it means.
It's funny. Yeah. All right, we have another comment here. Animal abuse is never
anal.
Anal abuse is never taken out of context.
Yeah.
Oh man, us with these sexual innuendos. Animal.
I love
it. You know exactly what that is.
Yeah, I love
it. Sorry. All right, so animal abuse is never taken out of context, and that was from the Slither Files episode. Because I think that somebody was mentioning, I think Samson mentioned in his like rebuttal to this, is that these pictures were taken out of context.
Yeah.
It's like, what kind of context do you fucking need? These animals are super dead.
Yeah, like, that shit, it looked like mud. And he's like, nah, out of context. I'm like, I said it looked like dirt, bro.
Dude, one of the pictures had fucking mushrooms growing.
Like, bro, my great-grandparents have been dead 15 years. They don't look like that, bro. I swear to God.
On Brian's video, he was like,
Brian Cusco?
Cusco. Yeah. He was like, the picture that you're seeing, that used to be a snake.
Yeah.
And it's like,
It looks like mush.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
Looks like mush now, bro.
Yeah. That, yeah. It's like, I don't know what context you can do to fix this. This
is that
your facility burnt down? Like, that would make sense.
Look, not that I'm trying to make assumptions, even though I'm making an assumption, but you guys know how much it smells when an animal dies.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine how bad that place smells that something like that got a notice?
You know, so putrescy, because I'm going to be a nerd right now. Putrid, the word putrid comes from putrescy, and putrescy refers to rotting reptile flesh.
Really?
Because of how bad it smells. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So just picture that.
Yeah. Or that place was putrid.
Smell that.
That's gross.
So, okay, now we have another comment here. This is why I stay on the edge of herpticulture, not because of people like Samson, but because of all the good guys, quote-unquote, that look the other way. And I appreciate that comment a lot because it kind of says a lot about the state of where we're all at. But it's also like – it's kind of sad to think about because we're like, dude, like we should all be able to sit in a room together, mm-hmm. you know, and certain things are making us not want to be in the same room.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's whack. Like we should want to be a community, mm-hmm. you know? Was that too preachy for me?
No, because it's hard to be a community with people who are wrong.
Yeah, and not only that, like a lot of this community, like all I hear is money, 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 business this, business that. No negative light. Yeah. Don't say that because that brings negative light. Don't say that because that, like, that's bullshit, bro. Yeah, yeah. That's fucking bullshit. That if you're not to talk about a topic because you don't want to bring negative light, that means you're trying to hide the truth to benefit you. Yeah. I'm good on that. I don't give a fuck.
And he was saying that. He's like, oh, I'm sorry that these pictures went out. They paint the reptile industry. And it's like, no, it paints you in a bad light.
Well, no, but you suck. Well, people that are good, quote unquote, have said the same exact thing. And I'm like, no, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that. I don't give a fuck.
This is the thing. Like, I do think
if you stand by what you do, none of it should be private.
I do think that it paints the reptile industry in a negative light. But that does not mean
it's a real light. It's real.
But that does not mean that we shouldn't talk about this and we shouldn't be like, look, this is stuff that's happening in maybe a small percentage, but it still exists and it shouldn't exist.
Yeah.
And we should be able to have that conversation instead of just mask it. We shouldn't mask it.
No.
Because then it's just like people are going to get away with stuff like this.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know me that I'm not about like this whole movement of cancel culture, but we should be able to have these fucking conversations.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't, you know? I think like hiding those things because of the negative light. It's not negative light. It's the true light. If like that's not fake, that did fucking happen. Mm. Oh, don't talk about it because it brings a negative light. No, it brings the real fucking light to the things that are fucking happening.
Yeah.
And that's one person that is publicly known. You know how many are out there that are not known of? I just picked some iguanas up that got fucking abandoned at a fucking apartment for over a month.
Yeah.
And there was multiple enclosures in there. And the animals weren't. They're probably dead in there for God knows how long.
Yeah.
Like this is something that fucking happens. Mm.
Yeah, and we got to correct it.
Yeah, it's not negative light. It's the real fucking light of things that happen in this fucking industry. And that's one of the ones that has a light on it. The other ones are dark because people don't speak on them because they don't want to affect business because that's all these people care about. That's my conclusion on most of the people in this industry.
Yeah.
They care about the money. They don't give a fuck about the animal's experience.
Yep.
They don't give a fuck about the reality of the reptile community. They don't give a fuck about most of those things. And I'm talking about big names and big companies that don't want to lose
money. They're on the wrong page.
Yeah, and I understand not wanting to lose money because that is your business, but you chose to make money out of living creatures. I'm so fucking sorry that I don't give a fuck. Mm. Dun, 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 dun.
So stupid. All right. Next comment. The terrible thing is those pictures are about a year old. Think about how many animals have died while people sat on this info. Makes me sick. That's another thing. It's like, I guess whoever – was it Rodney that posted all this stuff?
Rodney used it to
–
Rodney just spread it, but the ex-employees supplied the photos.
And mind you. Yeah, of course, all of these things dropping at once, whether it happened 5 years ago or today, because it all dropped at once, it seems like if it just happens always.
Yeah. It's not like those photos where like you go into his facility and each fucking tub had like mush in it, you know?
But still, like it's like that is way past the line.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's true. Like how many animals had to suffer in you know, waiting for this kind of thing.
Sure.
And that is an unfortunate thing.
That's a long comment, dude.
Yeah, this is a long comment, so I'm sorry if I don't know how to fucking read. Disclaimer. All of the former employees coming out and putting everything on Samson, yet when they worked there, none of them ever did anything about it but play on their phones. I went to his facility several times a couple years ago and never saw any of what the pictures show. Were the cages too small? In my opinion, yes. Did they need cleaning? Definitely. And no, this isn't defending him because neither him nor Cass ever did any cleaning either. But the same employees are just to, are pretty much to blame. That's what they're saying. How do you feel about that?
I mean, there is some truth to it. Absolutely. Like, the employees were there. They had the power to clean if they needed to. And if he didn't allow it, like, you worked there, you know? But at the same time, like, yeah, they are a little bit at fault. Absolutely. But they're not in charge of those animals right now. So they don't fucking matter.
Tino.
This is a tough one.
Tino. You worked at Target.
Yes.
Okay. Let's say I was your manager at Target and Chuck was...
The supervisor.
Tino fucks up. I talk to Tino. Tino's like, I'll do better. Tino doesn't do better. Chuck comes to talk to me. Hey, why aren't you working on your employee's shit? Oh, blah, 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 blah. He's doing this. I'm trying to blame it on you. I'm blaming it on you. But I'm in charge of you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when his store fails, who's going to talk to him? Is going to be the next person in charge. The owner of Target, let's say.
Yeah.
And they're not going to go, why the fuck isn't Tino doing whatever? It's, hey, why aren't you doing your job? You know, and then the owner has to look back and be like, well, shit, maybe something's happening here.
Yep.
So in the end of the day, it falls on the responsibility of the person that the company
that
belongs
runs the
to.
Fucking
it's,
company.
It's he also, trains those fucking ultimately his guys. Responsibility. It's he, also like for a single employee, it's hard.
Yeah.
That's why you get multiple. You get multiple coworkers. You say, hey, I saw this. This is fucked up. And you go to your supervisor and you say, hey, we have this problem. And you start a paper trail. You start with emails. You start with phone calls, text. You're like, hey, this is a problem we've been having this far. This is how many of our employees are upset with it. And then if the supervisor doesn't do anything, you go up rank.
No.
You pull rank and you bring more people into that room and you say, hey, this is fucked up. You're doing this wrong.
Yeah.
And you fix it.
Which kind of happened way too late. But
it did.
But it,
Well, I mean, Rodney's not employed, so it's not
He's talking about like the employees that came out late.
Yeah.
But which is like they don't fucking matter. They just brought the facts and that's it.
Yeah.
Those employees, the ex employees, they don't matter.
They could have been whack.
Yeah.
But they had a job.
Yeah.
They had a job and maybe they didn't do it. But whose fault is that? The person that employed them.
Yeah. Yep. He trains 100%. Them. He's supposed to supervise what the fuck 100%. They're doing. Yeah.
Whether or not they did good or bad, like it falls on Samson.
That just makes some shit employees, but
yeah.
There's nothing you can change about them. They're not there anymore, so there's not even an argument at this point.
Now check this one out. It says, Samson, the guy that wanted to start a Patreon and charge people for basic husbandry info. He's a known piece of shit locally. No one wants to vent next to the mites. His girl sold her soul and the animals all for a little clout.
Get fucked.
Now, I don't know if that's fucking true about the Patreon thing, but that's kind of funny.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Like, the fact that he... If he did it, the fact that he thought that was going to work.
Yeah.
You dummy!
Old head ass. Yeah. Die.
How do I get fungus to grow in my enclosures? Thanks. I now know.
how do you get maggots in the water?
Get snakes to melt?
Oh, my gosh.
So, something that, that we spoke about on that podcast was Cass and... I don't think that we were trying to defend her more than trying to analyze a little bit of that situation and what potentially could be happening. But we may have missed the mark on it.
Yeah, okay? She's another bitch that doesn't matter, though, to me. Like,
Well, it's the same thing with Garrett and the other retic breeders. We just said what people were saying in the Facebook group.
Right? Well, not, these people are I wouldn't say that we said what the people were saying. We reacted to what the people were saying.
Right, right.
Yeah,
we weren't saying, this is fact. We are the news.
Yeah.
There was definitely some guy in the fucking comments that was like, you guys fucking don't know how to fucking... You guys are just hanging out and saying obscenities and whatever.
I'm like, shut up, you bitch.
I want to know how old this guy is.
Yeah. 175, motherfucker, die. Jesus.
All right. So, but yeah. So, I guess it kind of seemed like maybe we were being a little bit soft. Bless you. We might have been a little soft on Cass. And some people were like, oh, because of, maybe she's a woman or something. And we treated it differently.
No, she could die in a hole. But who owns this shit is him.
Like, so,
she could die in a hole, too. Fuck that bitch.
So somebody did comment, coming from a woman's point of...
I won't either, dude.
Oh, my God.
All right. She reminds me of her too much.
Oh, my God.
Coming from a woman's point of view who loves reptiles, I don't see the woman being as clean as you were all insinuated. I know you all were being kind about her because she probably is very well a victim as well in the relationship. But in relation to the animals, I think she's just as guilty. If my partner has a business and I am also gaining popularity and profiting off of this business,
fine.
I am taking my time to check the, you know,
that's the welfare of the animals. But you know how you get rid of her? You get rid of him. That's it. If you get rid of her, you don't get rid of him.
Got you.
You know, you get rid of him, you get rid of both.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck the bitch. Whatever. He owns the whole shit. Take him down, she goes down with him.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. That's why I'm not so big on her. I don't give a fuck about her.
There's something... I'm kind of like... I feel like I should leave the Slither file things. But one of the things that will pop up on my notifications, even though I'm not like going on the group, is that people like are always like, she still has her Instagram up. She still has her TikTok up.
Yeah.
You know, how are you guys feeling about that?
Awkward.
It's icky.
Awkward, this guy says.
Like, it's icky. Really, it's like, think I give a fuck about that part. Like, everybody fucking knows.
Yeah.
Everybody, what do you want her to do? Be scared and leave? No, let her do whatever the fuck she wants. And if she tries to do something, you take that shit down.
Yeah. I think,
have fun with
it. I think she might as well be like, in that essence, it's about like the industry itself self-regulating.
Yeah.
And being like, I guess we don't fuck with this person anymore. Yeah. So we just leave it at that.
Cancel culture.
At this point, yeah.
We're winning.
Yeah, at this point,
I got caught with the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You just, that's it. She's, might as well be dead. Like, whatever. That's the thing with her. Like, if you get rid of him, you get rid of her.
Yeah.
Fine. I'm fine with that.
Next.
Yeah. If you want to support us, head on over to modernreptileshop.com or in the description where you can find our merch. And the best part is that a percent of the proceeds from the merch gets donated to conservation. One more time, that's modernreptileshop.com or head on over to the description. With the things that we spoke about, Garrett, you know, like what Tino said earlier, we were kind of reacting to the information that was given. And it was kind of up in the air of at that point why Garrett hadn't commented on the situation and what it looked like from an outside point of view, which left a lot of vagueness, a lot of gray area. So we spoke about that, and it might have seemed one way, and we were clearly making assumptions. People, I guess, didn't really understand the assumptions.
Yeah.
So then came some negativity where people were defending...
Sucking his dick.
Defending Garrett.
Like and, he's not a grown man.
And then I went in, and I, like, reclarified, like, hey, like, no, we are making assumptions. I personally don't know Garrett. He seems like an all right dude. It just, it kind of looked like this way when we were talking about the thing. So we address the situation, not being worried about the status of somebody in the industry, still being able to, with a platform our size, to be able to have this conversation, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have a million followers.
Yeah, I don't get
that doesn't
fuck.
Mean you are better than anybody. It doesn't. So I'm going to have the same fucking conversation with you just because you might have some quote unquote class in this situation. Mm-hmm. And not saying that he feels this way, but you know, whatever. So we got some backlash from that. This is one comment. It's amazing how great y'all's hindsight is regarding Garrett. You have some hearsay, no evidence, and you've already sentenced him. Judge, jury, execution without evidence. Maybe, just maybe, you don't know what you don't know. If you don't if you don't have hard evidence, you're assuming at best. Yes.
What's his hard evidence?
We were.
There isn't.
You're sure he's clean? You're sure 100% this man's clean?
Word of mouth. Word of mouth is all it is, bro.
It's all hearsay.
We were assuming.
Yeah.
We fucking were. We were talking about the things that were on this fucking thing.
He's assuming.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
He's not Gary himself. He doesn't know.
We were talking from things that were actually posted out, like the apology, like the DMs that were put out there. Like, that is.
Were not addressed in the response video.
Exactly. So there are those. That was the evidence we had. Like, we were talking about things that were put out, the things that we can visually see. Were they real or fake? We don't know, but that's what we could see. We did not see Garrett talk. We saw these photos of him having conversations with Samson and Samson threatening him to put shit out. And he did mention that the calls were out there, and Garrett on his video mentioned it. So those things did happen. Did Samson have something big to expose him on? I don't fucking know.
I think if there's a response video of Garrett condemning it, maybe he doesn't.
Yeah, maybe he does. That's what I'm saying. But at the moment, those things were real. Like, those things are real, and that was the only evidence we had. And we had nothing from Garrett.
I clarified. I was like, okay, so you're saying that if these things happen, then this is what could be.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
And that was the whole thing of it. It wasn't like we weren't trying to, you know, send Garrett to hell for this thing, but it's like, yo, like, what could be happening?
I literally said one thing. It's hilarious that he's part of USARC and he's part of this, because they are part of scummy shit, for sure. 100%. Why? Because this is what the industry is like, whether they want to admit it or don't want to admit it. He was, like, if they want to point at the employees of Samson, this guy worked for prehistoric pets. Mm-hmm. You know how that shit is in there.
Yep.
And he was one of those employees in there.
Yep.
What are your views on him now? If you have fucking opinions about the employees on Samson. He was an employee for J Prehistoric. Mm-hmm. So what do you have to say there?
But if you make... How do you say
I'm not saying he's wrong for it. I'm saying he would be equivalent to what those employees would be like, which is non-relevant to the topic.
For me, it's just a name drop. All it takes is a name drop. If all of a sudden I hear some...
Body once told me, sorry.
No. Like, okay, I hear some drug cartel, right? They did a bust for Mexican black tar heroin, I don't know. And then all of a sudden they say, the news reporter is like, oh, I wonder what Yoshi Soundwick's,
Soundsick's
response is to this event. I would be like, just the fact that they dropped Yoshi's name, I'm texting, I'm going over to Yoshi's house and be like, yo, where's this heroin, my guy? Where is the stuff?
What are we doing?
Where is it, and why does your house smell like heroin?
And it's just a name drop. That's all it takes. Unfortunately, with how big social media is, sometimes it just takes a name to drag someone, or it just takes someone's word to drag someone's name through the mud.
Absolutely.
And that's all it took.
Absolutely. That's and then you just come out and be like, yo, that ain't true.
Yeah.
And then you go, oh, shit, let's see what somebody else says.
Oh, but
about
you wait
it.
Like a week and a half, yeah, 2 weeks wait before you're like, oh, I'll put out a video.
Yo, I'm going to say this about you, but bro, don't kill me, dude, okay?
About
you
me?
No, that's Garrett.
Oh, I was like,
Garrett DeSantis, you promise? You ain't going to kill me. Promise. Promise. It's a lie. Not like that's what happened, but it'll be funny.
Yeah.
All right, we got another comment about the Garrett thing.
Jesus.
I can understand the position of Garrett as he is the face of an organization that is trying to protect reptile keepers and also breeds retics. Maybe Samson is a garbage person, but by giving into the feud and quarreling, it can take away from the steam that US ARC has driving force to keep rights. The neglect of animals is a sad side effect of a legal right, like owning a gun and leaving it accessible to minors. You can't control you can't control the acts of those that abuse the rights. I honestly think that bad keepers should have to answer to animal abuse/neglect, especially when it's a continuous leaking reputation that is constantly trying to cover its tracks. It's a frustrating situation, and if I was Garrett, I would definitely distance myself from the quote-unquote big snake complex guys that drag him down with them. I would more so judge him on his personal animals, but yes, an apology to Samson doesn't look exactly good.
Yeah, it doesn't.
That's it.
I think he's trying to keep USARC in good faith because he genuinely cares about the rights of reptile keepers, and he is the driving force for pushing out contact, but as a retic keeper, he is easily attacked. Look, straight the fuck up.
Sure.
I don't know Garrett. He seems like an all right dude. He seems very nice. I think it's a great thing that he's doing something for an organization that he truly believes in. It's probably pro bono, and he's doing a good job to those regards. Did what was going on seem sketchy? Yeah. Now, according to Garrett's video, Reach Out Reptiles, he details the business transactions that he had with Samson. And honestly, it didn't seem too crazy. He says he never went to his facility. No. And you know what? Like, I could do business transactions with anybody in the United States. Or Mexico. Sure. Black tar heroin. whatever fucking Tito said. But I will never know what's going on the other end. I will never know because I'm over here. So if Garrett didn't know, he didn't fucking know.
Yeah.
And we can only trust what we see from the sides that are happening. I can make my conclusion from this and that, but I will never know 100% of the truth.
Like Ronnie put out his shit, and then Garrett was quiet for a week. So it's like, okay, the evidence shows that this motherfucker hiding some shit. Then he comes out and he goes, no, I didn't. And then it's like, all right, somebody prove him wrong because he said he didn't.
Yeah.
Other than the text that they had together, his apology, and the threats that were real. So it's like, other than if Samson comes up and there's some calls and this guy's scummy, then it's like, oh boy. Like, that's bad. But if it isn't, then
and you know what the fuck we can do as big, strong individuals is that we could come on here and maybe swallow a little bit of pride and be like, oh, maybe we were wrong. Not that we might have been right or wrong.
And at this point, like, I am kind of saying that, like, I don't know Garrett. I don't give a fuck about Garrett, really. But it's like, okay, some of the assumptions I had don't seem to be real. That is the truth. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last week when we did that podcast, like, That shit, all the evidence was pointing at that shit.
Yeah.
Right now, it doesn't seem like it much. Yeah. Is there anything else coming up? And, probably not.
Yeah, and the truth of the fact is that Samson is a sketchy individual, and he said some shit, and maybe we don't trust what a sketchy individual says. But if that's the only thing that we see, we can only have the conversation about that topic.
Yeah, and then that's the back to the, well, you shouldn't talk about it because it brings about, like, fuck you, I talk about whatever the fuck I want. Yeah. I say whatever the fuck I want. I don't. I fucking hate when people tell me what to do.
Come here.
That shit pisses me off.
Come here and
off.
Tell your Chuck you can't say what
I fucking,
to say.
Yeah, do it. Just fucking do it. Tell me not to say it. I fucking hate people telling me like, oh, you can't talk about that.
People
I'm
have.
I'm gonna talk about it, motherfucker.
People have. They
see what the
come
fuck
here.
Happens. See what the fuck happens.
Yeah.
I'm gonna talk about it, see what happens. I love it.
Yeah.
You can't talk about this topic. It's a bad light. Okay.
Yeah. And this, I'm not trying to like go over these comments in the sense that we're trying to call anybody out more than it is like, we are okay with having this open discussion.
Yeah.
We're not afraid to hide any of the things that we feel. And,
yeah.
You know, we can have these conversations because
there's no filter okay. And you can't filter us.
Absolutely.
The end. The end.
That's what we do. This is the fucking Reptiles with Podcasts.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
All right.
The fuck y'all got? Thumbnails of other podcasts looking like shit out there. Come on.
You see, this is the best Reptile Podcast.
Yeah, come on.
We say that too. This
yeah.
Day.
We like this. We small right now. But we growers.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, so now I'm going to get into some of the hate comments so we could just...
Yeah.
We laugh. Yeah, we laugh at our pain. I can't really take these guys or their message very serious with the amount of laughing, guffawing. Guffawing? I don't know English. I'm Hispanic. And bodiness...
Bodiness.
No.
B-A-W-D-I-N-G.
I don't know. Keep it moving.
That's not a word.
I don't know words.
Yeah. All right. So with the amount of laughing that they engage in, it can't be too important to them if they act this way.
Think I give a fuck what you say? That's my problem. You think I give a fuck?
This is...
Honestly, if you're funny enough, I will laugh at anything you say.
Yeah.
This is a podcast about a niche... community with strange people that like to play with live animals. The least like lovable live animals to the mainstream. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about here? Why are we taking each other so fucking serious? Let's have a good time. Yeah. Let's laugh. Let's be friends.
Yeah.
Or let's not.
Which I want to compare to like Brian Cusco, for example. Like his was very serious and sad and absolutely.
Yeah.
But if I was to do that, that would not be me. I would be fucking faking it. Mm. I'm not going to sit here and fake some shit.
Do me a favor.
Not.
Leave in the comments below, do you want us to be fake?
Yeah, literally.
We'll do it for one episode.
Yeah. I can't be fake, bro.
We'll really have Chuck wearing a US Ark shirt.
Oh my God.
You could never.
You could never, dude. That's fucked up.
What is it? Get us to 4,000 subscribers. Something like
that. But you know what I mean? Like, I cannot sit here and be fake. Like, that would not be me. I would not be the one sitting there and crying because of the things that I saw. Yeah. Because I've seen way fucking worse than that.
Yeah.
I've seen way fucking worse than that. So
sure.
I can see it and go, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And then make fun of it. Because that's how I deal with shit. That's I literally make jokes here about me not having a dad. You think I'm not gonna make jokes about that shit?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking personal. That's not so personal.
Not gonna lie. So we closed early for Father's Day. And at first I was like, why did we close early?
Yep.
And then so I forget who it was. I think someone in the store came in and was like, oh, have a happy Father's Day. I'm like, I've never celebrated Father's Day.
Yeah. Well, you know what I did Father's Day? You know what I did Father's Day? I stayed home and I cleaned like a bitch.
Yep.
You know? And then I make fun of that here.
Yeah, I saw my dad.
You did? What's that like?
Don't make me cry, dude. I've been crying all week. Come on, man. Look. God, yeah. Now I'm turning to Costco now. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
So stupid.
Fuck. All right.
So
you see, that makes me cry, dude.
This picture used to be my dad.
You see, that shit makes me cry because, you know, that's serious. That's like shit personal. But I deal with it. I'm making fun of it.
Yeah, we laugh.
Welcome to the world. And if you have a problem with it, this is not a podcast for you. Go somewhere else and cry somewhere else. Like, I'm not going to be here fucking whining and fucking complaining and fucking lying. This is me. This is what I am like. Sorry.
This is a real. This is me. Have you never seen Camp Rock before? All right. So all right. You guys need to be more informed when you talk about things and not give half-assed stories. Give all the story of this nasty abuse. Case, not just parts and pieces.
You're right. I should have read every single post.
Dude, that
would have
sucked if I read fucking.
And there's a lot of details that don't fucking matter. We just went straight to the thing. Yeah. What is the thing? Sansom is shit. We gotta get him out. That's it. Why the rest? It doesn't fucking matter. Yeah. Like, oh, Cass did this. Cass did. You get rid of him. You get rid of her.
No.
Oh well, the employees. You get rid of him. You get rid of them. Like, shoot to the head, motherfucker. Fuck is you shooting to the toes for? Yeah. Shoot to the fucking head.
Yeah.
Never played Call of Duty. What's popping, dude? So stupid. Fucking.
All right. Now this is the tip of the iceberg for these hate comments that we got.
The iceberg. That's pretty insensitive. Do you know what happened 100 years ago?
That was so poorly timed. I am so sorry.
It's too soon, dude.
You know what happened 100 years after?
Oh my Same God. Thing.
All right. Damn.
The iceberg was deep down this time. The
iceberg wasn't even there.
No, it was. It was just down there with the Titanic.
Oh, man.
I don't feel good.
Shit. RIP to them peeps, though.
Yeah, for sure. Damn, imagine having a channel with less than 1,000 watchers and followers talking shit about people they don't know. I've walked Garrett's facilities. They are amazing. And because he hasn't said anything about a sad and horrible situation that has repercussions, you fools are a joke. Have fun with your little podcast.
Take
we fucking will!
You know what I love about it, too? That he watched it.
And commented.
That makes... Woo! Yo, thumbnails fire, topic fire. He fucking watched it. I'm in. Yeah. Thank you, bud. Thank
guess
you.
Guess what?
Go back to your lame-ass fucking couch and beat your meat.
Guess
Thank
what?
You.
And they're still watching it.
I love it. I love that the most because he's talking about followers and fucking subscribers. Like, that fucking matters, dude. Yeah. That does not fucking matter. I got over 100K on Instagram, and that does not make me better than anybody else, dude. Nope. Like, that does not make me better than any fucking body.
You know what
else
I care about? And not that I'm trying to tag our Facebook group, but you should be on the Reptiles with Squad on Facebook. That's what I care about. Yeah. I care about that we get to have our own little community and we all just fucking hang out and talk shit. We all kind of get each other. And like, that's important to me. Now, if you don't want to be a part of what it is that we're fucking doing here, whatever.
It's like a dick.
You're not with the cool kids. It's all
right. Yeah. And the blindly defending Garrett. Like, I get it. You've been to his facility one time. That does not say shit.
Yeah.
Like, Garrett himself, he could be a good person. Do I have disagreements just looking at what the guy does? Absolutely. Mm. I can call out some things. Like, the whole time he had a retic on his video and it was climbing. Can they climb in a tub?
Nope.
It literally showed how good they can climb. Mm-hmm. Does he provide that for the animal? No. Why? Because it's for breeding. Mm-hmm. So the needs of the animals go down because of it. And then he's talking about making a 20-foot enclosure, which is pretty cool what he's doing. 20-foot enclosure for over a 20-foot retic. Mm. Decently cool.
It's a pretty big tub.
No, but it's like,
that's a lot of plastic.
But it's like you're proving that you know the needs of the animal. Yeah. You just like making money out of them, even though it brings the behavior and the needs of the animal down.
Yeah,
like
you're saying, like the necessities of the
animal. Okay. 100%. Which is like, oh, they don't need it to breed. No, they don't. They don't. But goddamn, that's what they're built to do. That's what they're literally programmed to do. Mm. They literally go up trying to climb, and he talks about it like he likes putting like a shelf on their enclosure because it's not exactly a tub. It's like a vision type of thing, and he just puts a shelf for them to climb. It's like, come on, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Shelf.
And he compared the retic in that big enclosure to a corn snake in a 40-gallon. I'm like, don't do that, bud.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
A 40-gallon is kind of small for a corn snake, not gonna lie.
Yeah, but that's my point. Like, I can pick and choose the things that I do and don't like about the guy. I'm not saying like, oh, you need to stop doing that. I'm just saying like, you're just going after a person and saying they're perfect. Like, no, you cannot speak for somebody else because you went to their place once, but you have no understanding on the animals that he keeps. Mm. Sorry, bud.
All right. So this was a little bit touchy. So right after we released the Slither Files podcast, we had the Tampa podcast for the Repticon one, and we did get a couple comments because a lot of the reptile shows apparently have blocked or banned Samson from the shows. And at that point I didn't really know exactly what was going on with Repticon because I hadn't really
that was before we even did the video.
Yeah, that was before the video. It just it got delayed a week for some errors, some issues, and you know, I guess the timing on that might have been a little bit off, and a lot of people might be boycotting some shows that haven't outwardly said anything about, like, we're banning this thingamajiggy. So one of the comments says, I love your podcast, but would have thought that you would be boycotting Repticon considering they haven't banned Slither Inc. yet. How do you guys feel about that situation?
That is a lot easier okay. control than people make it.
Okay. You remember there was a whole thing about with the cancel culture movement about, let's say, getting your phone from a certain place or getting your clothes from a certain place because they're tied to labor camps in like East Asia or whatever. A little bit of a newsflash. Almost anything you support, anything you put money into, everything has some sketchy shit behind it. Some sketchy shit is driving a lot of the stuff that you do. You go to Chick-fil-A, probably involved in some shit. You go to the movies, probably involved in some shit. You know, like, the things that you are a part of, it's hard to avoid everything that... You can only control yourself. You can't control what any of these people do, you know?
Or big organizations, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know why... I don't know why they wouldn't if these other shows go ahead and choose to do so. Samson's one guy. He buys one spot for a couple tables, yeah. You know? It takes nothing of you to be like, yeah, sorry, buddy, you can't go.
I agree, but it's also like if you go to a show and Samson's on it, bitch about it.
Yeah.
That organization either loses one or loses the tables around him. So, like, and, is that easy?
And here's another thing. It's also about, like... not taking some personal responsibility and being like, oh, I want the organization to ban this guy. I don't want to go ahead and spread this information and convince people not to buy from him.
Yeah.
You convince people not to buy from Southern Incorporated, they will never vend.
Yeah, but it's like
they will literally not be able to sell Reptiles.
Is he at any of the shows? The answer is fucking no, right?
I went through the next like few shows because I, you know, the way that the sponsorship works out, I need to be able to plan some of this. And none of the ones that I'm on, I see that he's on. I don't know. As far as I know, that doesn't seem like he's going to be at these shows.
Yeah.
I did have a conversation with somebody, Nat from Repticon, but I did have a conversation with somebody that they pretty much said like that they didn't have any shows planned with him. And, you know, if things go through that he gets prosecuted for whatever, he will never be able to vent. I guess that's not really them outwardly saying that they're banning him, but I cannot speak for the company.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
And I think that... And it's something that I have noticed with some of the vendors. I think that people always assume for some reason that Repticon doesn't care about the shows. The past almost year that we've worked out the sponsorship and I've been doing the podcast at their shows, you know, after those shows happen, I have a one-on-one conversation with one of the owners of the companies that sponsors Repticon and the owner of Repticon. And they do care a lot about the shows as far as I can see. And honestly, the timing is a little bit off and not that I can say too much personal information, but I do know that the owner of Repticon is dealing with something right now. So I can see why maybe this hasn't been at the front
priority,
of his priorities.
I mean,
you know, sometimes you just gotta...
Take some personal responsibility and not buy from the guy.
And be a little bit patient for big organizations to make big decisions.
But not only that, like... because I'm not a fucking breeder or nothing, but if you are part of the people that sell, you're in control of what Repticon does.
Yeah.
You are. Because you're the people that provide the money. You can boycott and fuck the company over, or you can go and be like, yo, next to me is this Samson motherfucker. I don't want him next to me. Then he moves on to the next person. The next person goes, don't want that motherfucker here.
Yep.
And then guess what they're going to do? Yo, nobody likes this fucker. We're having problems because of the whole community. We got to get them out.
Yep. Can you imagine if every Repticon vendor was like, hey, we're not going to do vend any shows because we're going to wait till you ban him?
Yeah.
They do it today.
Yeah. Like, that's it. But people just
want
to go,
people don't
like,
want it to take any personal responsibility.
No. Yeah.
Well, I mean, but then that would be boycotting. And that's why they're saying
I'm down for boycotting.
No, but they're saying that why aren't we doing it? And my whole thing
we're
is
boycotting
this.
Slither. Yeah. Repticon is not the one that made this whole situation.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like, if you're there and you go, yo, like, I don't want him here. If the whole fucking Repticon tables go, we don't want him here.
What are they going to do?
Yeah, he's not going to be there, bud.
Nope.
Yep. I think us doing these podcasts have offered us, you know, have offered just the growth of this podcast, you know, a specific something. And, you know, for the people that have found us from that and then now are here, you know, what matters to me is the community that we grow. And we've been able to do that through this avenue. I don't know what the future is going to be. You know, after every show that we do for them, we have a conversation about what's going on. There's one more as of right now that's planned that's happening very soon. And then I'm sure, you know, this whole situation is going to come up. But the point is this comment right here. It's love the podcast at the local shows, some of my favorite episodes. And
let's go.
You get to talk to, you know, we get to talk to some of the vendors. We get to talk to, you know, people that you might not know. And I think it's important for you guys to recognize some of the people that are local to you that you never heard of.
Who you're buying
and
from.
And we can be able to have all kinds of conversations with all kinds of people. And how better to do that than doing it at these shows.
Mm-hmm.
And
where those people are.
If you're listening to this, you're a reptile lover. All right. And what do we all need? We need supplies. So we got you covered. Head on over to imperialreptiles.com and use the code REPTILESWITH to get a specific discount special to us and our listeners for your reptile supplies today. One more time, that's imperialreptiles.com. Use the code REPTILESWITH.
Yeah, so Nerd did a video pretty much, or a live, I think it was. Pretty interesting. Somebody sent it to me and I watched it. He is pretty much freaking out over Darien.
Huh? Darien?
Kevin
McCurley.
Yeah.
Darien from
Morph Market. Yep. So he's freaking out a little bit. He is pretty much questioning Darien's wants and what he wants to do, and what he wants to do specifically with Nerd, mm-hmm. because he's saying that he has heard a lot of things in the community that say or are pointing at Nerd not being part of Morph Market anymore. Mm. In the process of. Like, I understand that. Like, yeah, have a conversation about that. And according to him, Darien agreed to have that conversation. And I think it's going to happen publicly, whether it's a live, a podcast, whatever the fuck it is. My understanding is that it's going to happen, and Darien has agreed to. And I think that is great, because you're going to have the conversation about the problems. Instead of Darien just kicking him out, he's going to have a conversation. Let's say Darien does want to kick him out. He gets to tell him, like, yo, I want to kick you out because of this. Mm-hmm. Right? And then Nerd can go, I'm going to change it, or I ain't going to change it. The end. Yep. Or he's going to go, this is why you're wrong. That's a great conversation to have. 100%. Right? So he's talking about those things, and I agree. Yo, put that out there. What I don't like that these people, this little cult, and I'm not saying him or the Nerd cult. I'm saying like the organization of, like, support Eurosark or die. Mm-hmm. That little cult, I don't fuck with. Because he's like, but what do you guys, what do you guys want me to ask him? And shit start coming up. Like, oh, does he want to ban ball pythons? He's questioning it, which is good. Mm-hmm. It's good to question things. It's good to question. That way you figure out what the fuck is happening, especially if you breed ball pythons. You want to know if you're going to be affected or not. Absolutely. Go ahead and question it. But the way he just goes about it, he goes and starts asking his question. He's like, and better yet, does he support USARC? Why does that matter? Can he not have his own opinion on our organization? Which, by the way, I'm pretty sure he does. Pretty sure he does. I think he's part of that stuff, which, fine. I disagree with it. I personally disagree with it. I don't like USARC or USARC Florida.
Yep.
USARC Florida the least. USARC is a little bit...
That's racist.
I guess, but I'm from here, dog, so I can't. But, like, he is having this conversation with him, and I love that. Mind you, I don't like the guy, but I can have a serious opinion on what he's doing. I think the questioning of things I do appreciate, but if his way of going against them is he doesn't support USARC, people don't go there, he doesn't support USARC, that's culty. Mm-hmm. That's very culty, because he can have his own opinion of an organization. Mm-hmm. Like, I have my own opinion of the organization. Anybody can have their own, and if you don't agree with that, people just want to cancel you.
Yeah.
The thing with me, you can't cancel me because I'm not a breeder, bitch. Mm-hmm. Good luck, motherfucker.
Everyone unfollow Mad Bio Reptiles right now.
Fine. Most of my followers are not even reptile people, so I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't... I'm chilling. Mm-hmm. I'm immortal.
Yeah. You're so stupid.
But, you know, like, I am glad that he is questioning these things. I just hope he doesn't go on the route of, he doesn't support USARC. Ah, everybody hate him. He's like, come on, bro. That's shady. You're scared.
Yeah.
You know you're scared. Mm-hmm. You know you're scared. Because what is it that he doesn't agree with? I don't know. If there is anything. I don't know.
Yeah. So what was the outcome of the live? Like, they were able to do a back and forth?
No. So the live is a marketing scheme, pretty much. He went live. Darien never showed up. He just questioned a whole bunch of things about Darien. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of Darien this? I've heard this, I've heard that, but it led to him going, I'm going to have a conversation with Darien.
Yeah.
It was like a marketing to tell people that it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, so it didn't happen?
No, it didn't happen. So he's just like promoting it pretty much by questioning the community, which is great marketing. Yo, give it to him. Great marketing, because now people know, oh, this might be coming up next.
Yeah.
I want to hear it. Great. So he is questioning Darien without him being there. So he is questioning in ways that he is going to question him in person, which I respect. So you're not assuming things about Darian. You're saying, I have these questions. What questions do you guys have? Write them
down. It's the same thing with Slytherin and Garrett. They're like, oh, what is Garrett's response to what's going on?
Yeah. So now we have...
you guys have problems with Darian. I might have problems with Darian. Let's have this conversation. Let's
yeah, but different. Because like Garrett and Samson are not going to talk publicly.
Where, to each other, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Where Kevin McCurley is, I think, to my understanding, is Darian has agreed to have a conversation with him. So they're going to have a conversation, hopefully public, yeah. And if Darian doesn't like him, I hope he tells him, yo, you feed fucking noodles and pizza to your alligator, and then you call yourself an educator. That's crackhead behavior. I'm sorry. You're out. If he has that problem, he should be able to say it.
Yeah.
And that is, like, it would be valid.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm glad that conversation is happening. Mm-hmm. Now, if Darian backs down on whatever the fuck he's trying to do or people are saying he's trying to do, then Kevin has a way to change his mind. And then that's good because then Darian has a open mind to change his opinion. And that's the thing.
That's the thing.
That's the fucking thing.
I agree. You know, after Brian's video, Cusco, I feel like I have to say.
Is it Cusco or Cusco?
It's Cusco. He gets mad with Cusco.
Oh, he says Cusco?
It's Cusco.
Sorry.
Yeah. I used to say Cusco too.
I'm not Hawaiian. I don't know. You know what? It's probably because of Emperor's New Groove that I say Cusco.
Yeah.
Cusco.
That is.
Anyway, sorry. With Mr. Cusco's video, at the end of the letter that he's reading, I've been thinking about like the four different types of people in this industry, keep reptiles. Four different types of people. If you guys have any like extra people or you think they're the same, pick in. But at the one that like I was like, okay, there's this type of person, and it's not me. I admit that is the I only keep a couple pets. And they're genuine pets. They are like
they have
people
names.
Keep dogs.
Yeah,
you know, it's like this is a part of me. This is who this is like I love this animal so much. If this animal died, I might kill it. You know, like
Jesus.
You know, like Christ. But like but like you know, it's like they have
passionate.
Such a pure passion. Yeah. I liken it mostly to children. You know, mostly children have this kind of emotion, you know, they love this
or
animal.
Or Disney adults.
That's the same thing.
Actually, yeah. Yeah. The people that get white street frogs on axolotls.
Oh my god.
But yeah, they're like they love this thing. Then there's the collectors. There are people that are like, I just like having a bunch of them. I like I like every single morph of ball python. I want every single type of tortoise species. You know, people that just want
or just have like a collection for like I want this kind of rare this or
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah. A lot of you see a lot of
where the hoarders fall in.
Kind of,
but
yeah,
not
yeah,
the same.
Yeah.
Not,
but
I'm
not,
saying,
the same.
I'm not saying they're the same thing, but hoarders fall into
right,
that line.
Right, right, right. They have that hoarders. Collective mentality.
Yeah.
Then there's the enthusiasts. The people that are like, I love reptiles. I love reptiles so much that I'm okay not having them, but I love them so much. I want them in my house. You know, usually with a lot of people that I talk to that love reptiles and still have like their beef with the reptile industry or with importing wild caught, with poaching, all this other stuff, they still keep reptiles. You know, it's like they still have some because it's like I love them so much. I can't stop myself from even having them in my home because they're a part of me. Yeah.
And I would say that's
I feel the
also.
Same way. Yeah. Yeah. And then there's the business people. There's the people that it's like, yeah, sorry. They're not.
How's it going,
they don't
guys?
Necessarily. It's not that I'm saying, oh, they don't care about the animals. They don't have to. You can run a business with reptiles and not care about your product. Mm-hmm. You can.
That's
possible.
I know a couple.
I doubt the CEO of Frito-Lay is like, man, I fucking love Cheetos. You know? I doubt it.
That's pretty
I doubt
fire.
It, you know?
That's pretty fire.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, Titan isn't like, man, I love DIY submarines. but, so, there's the
Jesus
business people.
Jesus Christ.
The
I'm
people
with you
that
on this one.
Keep the reptiles and they breed them and they sell them, you know? And so I'm like, oh, there's these four categories. And every single person who keeps reptiles can be put into those four categories.
Pretty interesting.
I think yeah. that's about right. Is yeah. there anybody else that's missing from that?
I don't know. The hoarders are
I
there
think that there's probably yeah. like subsections within those categories.
Yeah, yeah, which one of them will be hoarders.
Yeah, yeah. You might even be able to overlap
I think,
some.
I think Eric's got his own thing. Loud and proud, buddy.
Loud and proud. Hoarders.
Yeah.
Hoarders can go across all of them.
Yeah.
Because if a person who loves reptiles gets a bunch, actually... A better question is, what defines a hoarder?
Yeah. So,
that's a better question.
Over-collecting, no reason whatsoever.
That's one.
In psychology, one of the hoarding definitions, like there's stages. There's level one hoarder, level two, level three, level four. a level 4 hoarder, like the worst kind of hoarder, is like your house is unlivable. Oh, you like are no that, longer, you can no like longer live in your house. Like
the one episode where the lady had poop everywhere?
I mean, yes, yes. Hoarding is a clinical thing. You need some help. But like level 1 hoarding is like one room in your house is like unusable. You cannot use this house.
Because there, it's this thing a mess.
Yeah. Because it's a mess. Yeah, you have too much stuff in it. It's crowded. And it's like your storage. Yeah.
What if it's a storage room?
Get a storage unit. Or don't have as much stuff.
I have a storage room.
Don't have as much stuff.
What do you mean? That's like, it has
Yoshi
my extra
is a
food.
Level 1 hoarder confirmed.
It has my food. It has my decorations for the holiday. What are you talking about?
No, it's too much. You're a hoarder, bro.
Ah, I think it has a different definition when it comes to animals.
Right, right, right. So like maybe there's just obviously levels to hoarding within reptiles. You know, there is, I have floor to ceiling racks of reptiles. My whole house is covered in reptiles. I doubt there are that many people that are
but
like
if
that.
If you're able to properly house and maintain all those animals, are you hoarding?
In racks, yeah.
I still think it would be hoarding.
No, in racks, yeah, and I'll tell you why. Because you're minimizing the care of the animal for your own self.
There is negative.
I got like three big racks and then a bunch of hatches.
Why?
Why?
Go ahead and lie. Go ahead.
What do you mean?
Why do you have them?
Because I'm a reptile breeder.
For the business.
I mean, when you're taking the animals out of the equation, I know you don't like to hear that, but bear with me what I'm about to say. When you take the animals out of the equation to run a profitable business, you got to cut the overhead and whatever, whatever.
Sure.
Now, a lot of the animals that I've worked with, there was certain ways to do things. And I am not somebody that I've not had reptiles my whole life. Mm. Somebody, you know, I got into reptiles. I decided that I wanted to breed reptiles for a living. And people were like, this is the way you do it. Now, I went and I said, this is the way you do it. I didn't know a lot of the things, mm-hmm. you know. I didn't know a lot of things about specific care of this or specific care of that. But now, when things are moving on to the future, I'm starting to ask myself bigger questions like, okay, now things are profitable. But am I doing the right things with some of this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And now I think about it. Now I think about the way that I'm keeping blue tongues, which I've said over and over and over again. Like, this is just not the way to do it. Yeah. This is what was there, so I did it. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, but this is not it.
You also,
so what do I do in the next 5 to 10 years to change the way that my business runs to make sure that it's still profitable, but I can offer what I can offer for some of these animals?
Yeah. Yeah. I've always said racks have their place. One of the things with the OCIC is they have a lot of breeder indigos. Some are in racks. In order to keep as many as you can for the goal that you have is to reintroduce indigos into their native habitat so that we don't lose them. I'm sorry, sometimes the ones that you have to sacrifice a little bit for the end goal. Granted, they don't have a choice in the option. You're right. You're forcing them into the situation where they need to be the sacrifices for the ultimate goal, you know. You can't keep that many indigos to make a big impact for the wild populations with so much to reintroduce to the population.
What's your end goal?
Right.
Keeping snakes and rats.
I agree. I didn't try to emphasize that.
It's like the thing, that's why I could never be a breeder. That's what I wanted to do, and I still have... I downsize again the snakes I do have in racks because I do, but I fucking hate my life every time I have to see that.
Yeah.
I don't see me putting an animal in those situations for my monetary value like as a good thing. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I just can't.
Gotcha.
I just can't. Like I just feel bad every day of my life.
Yeah, that's okay to have wrong opinions, but I'm kidding. No, I mean it's
the thing is most people that have the other opinion know the truth because they've been outside or haven't been outside. And it's like, you know what these animals need.
Yeah. Like, and there's morals within each of the four keepers too. There's like, you can love your ball python so much, you'd kill your mom for it. You
Jesus
know?
Christ.
Like,
dude.
That's possible. And that's mental. You have, there is an ethical conundrum here and you're on the wrong side of it. You know? It's with everything. Yeah. It's with everything.
Yeah. So, I'd love to see a...
If you have another reptile keeper, put it down.
Yeah,
because I just came up with four. Me just thinking for like a whole week.
Yeah, I'd love to see a rack situation where you can offer more for your animals, and I don't mean a rack in like our traditional sense. More than it is like this
is stackable something.
This is a unit that does a specific thing and offers all these things. With blue tongues, there are lizard quote unquote racks that are starting to offer that kind of stuff, which is where I'm like leaning towards. But obviously, I mean, dude, like I've downsized a lot for the better of the animals that I have because I want to be able to offer better care long term and for to be able to make those kinds of moves going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not realistic to just like change the whole situation right away. It needs some kind of a capital for that kind of stuff to happen, and it's just, you know, you got to be able to make those moves to have that kind of.
And that's what I
would say, like, if you are getting into this today, and I do have this conversation with my customers that get into this topic with me, it's if you are doing this today, don't look at what was done, think about what could be.
Yeah, I think also, like, with that, that's what I don't like about it, because then animals needs become a monetary thing. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I need to use racks because I can't fit that many without it. And it's like, okay, so you're putting the animals' needs down because you want to make money out of them.
Yeah.
That's, to me, I don't
Me personally, I like this kind of a situation. And I've said this before, racks are for producing numbers, like with the OCIC, you need to maximize on the numbers that you're outputting for the sake of the cause.
That's a little bit different.
Right. And for my opinion, babies. If you are a breeder, you should have the animals that you are keeping for years, you know, in good sized enclosures, in nice spaces. You know, they are living with you for a long time. There's no reason the quality of their life should be that low. You know, baby snakes that you are keeping max maybe a year, you know, those can be put into racks. Yeah. You can keep those for a minimal time to give them the needs that they need to monitor that they're okay, and then to move them on to their good homes.
And there are some snakes that might benefit from a larger type of rack or whatever, which fine, but
yeah.
Pythons, dude. Retics, dude.
Termite mounts.
That's hard.
Anacondas. Right. You mean aquatic boas?
Gosh.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
People, you can put water in a tub. Yeah. It's plastic. It'll hold it.
Yeah. Just, people are just...
The whole thing is just...
It's just water. Right.
Let's get into some videos so we could keep the shit in light spirits. All right.
Gorgeous.
They could absolutely do that in a rack. Absolutely. They'll be like halfway like this, but they'll be like...
Red rat snake.
Hell,
I think it's
sick. Dude. Damn.
I love it. Petition to no longer call them corn snakes. They're red rat snakes.
You prefer rat snakes?
I do prefer red rat snakes.
What were you going to ask? Yeah. You ever seen what?
You ever seen something like that when you guys are out?
All herping? The time.
Yeah?
One of the behaviors you do.
Like doing
that
exact thing?
What's scary is when an indigo does it.
Yeah. Not even.
When it goes like... I'm like... All right,
and bitches don't bite.
All right, buddy.
You're pussy.
All right, so the caption for this says, me when I have to talk about anything other than reptiles.
Hello. What do I do?
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Honestly, fucking same. I realize that.
I don't understand.
Like, they can't have another conversation.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. I can't do that.
That's not
really?
Yeah.
I get put in situations where I'm just like, I have nothing. Like, when my family gets together and they're talking about sports, I'm like,
I don't know. Like, sports, I can't. Animals, I could talk all day, but I could talk about all this shit all the time. Like,
I got animals and I got music.
I got opinions for days.
Two kinds.
I can talk about
anything. Oh, you don't fucking say it.
I can talk about anything.
Actually, you know what? I also like Marvel movies.
There you go.
Yeah, that too.
I got another one, guys. All right.
Alrighty, guys. So right now we're out here in South Florida doing some late night bow fishing. And check out this baby coyote we just ran into. He's just like a little puppy almost, but look at the face on that guy. What an absolute awesome find.
Some people are stupid. Like, I get it. Like, yeah, cool animal, bro. But, like, that same animal that just had an experience with a human, the fear is going to be lost. And then that's detrimental to the animal. That's the thing. Like, depending, you got to pick and choose what animals you do that with. Like, reptiles, meh. For the most part, except big crocodilians or, like, big lizards.
Yeah.
But they usually keep that fear. Mammals, no, they learn, like, oh, this motherfucker just held me. I can just walk past him. He's not going to hurt me. Mm-hmm. And then somebody feeds them, and then they learn to approach people. And then
then the fuck shit happens.
Yeah. Like, that's not good. Especially a baby like that. That's not good.
Well, guys, we did a whole ass podcast. Do you guys want to leave with anything specific?
I'm good.
No?
I think I'm good.
Hold up.
Uh-oh.
What's up with the next podcast, dude?
The next podcast? I don't know if I'm even allowed to promote it.
Don't promote it. Let's talk about it.
Okay. I'm gonna leave it somewhat vague. It won't be the next one that comes out because we're saving it for a specific thing. But, and I'm going to cut it right here. We may or may not be planning a podcast with USARC Florida.